You're listening to the Move to Millions Minute on the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnell Jervy Harmon. It's time for another Move to Millions Minute on the Move to Millions podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Darnell Jervy Harmon, spiritual business growth consultant, strategist, and coach. My work meets at the convergence of spiritual principles, business growth strategy, and financial literacy. I believe you don't have to choose. You can love God and make millions, and that when you are about your birthright, your business, and your bank account, you are positioned to impact millions. I am so excited that you are here for this quick dose of inspiration so that you finish this week one move closer to the $1 million mark in your business. If you are ready to shift the statistics in your favor by joining the top 4.2% of all businesses, or 1.9% of women, or 5% of Black women, we are on a mission to help you make the move to millions. Visit movetomillions.com to learn all the ways we can equip you to make, move, and leave millions. The link is waiting for you in the show notes. I am excited about this week's Move to Millions affirmation. Y'all, I have been freestyling. We have this amazing deck of cards, the Move to Millions $1 million CEO affirmations card deck. I highly recommend that you put one in your professional library. You can get yours today by going to movetomillionsmerch.com. But I've been freestyling lately. I've just had some things on my mind, on my chest that I want to get out into the world, that I want to teach you to be able to speak over yourself so that you can decree and declare exactly what it is that you want this thing to be all about as you make the move to millions. So let's jump in to this week's Move to Millions affirmation. Even in moments of challenge, I honor my commitments with unwavering integrity and dedication. My word is my bond, and I hold myself accountable to the highest standards of excellence, regardless of circumstance. Through resilience and discipline, I navigate obstacles with grace and ease, knowing that my actions align with my values and propel me towards my goals. Each choice I make, even when difficult, strengthens my character and builds trust with others. I am a beacon of integrity, illuminating the path to success with integrity, authenticity, and unwavering commitment. Oh, I hope that felt as good for you as it felt for me. This week's full-length episode, I got into something that has always burned my biscuits. I am a woman of integrity. My number one core value is integrity. And it really has bothered me watching people in this industry, around the coaching and consulting industry specifically, since that's where we spend our time, who enter programs and do not handle their obligation. And it really has to stop, because it's going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt the person that you default on. What we need to understand, and I invite you, if you haven't already listened to the full length episode, to go back and listen so that you can recognize the significance of how money moves and judge yourself accordingly. At the end of the day, if you want to have a business that serves you financially and spiritually to and beyond the $1 million mark, then it is going to take integrous leadership. The business is going to grow based on what's happening at the head. And if as the head, your word is not your bond and people cannot feel comfortable, vulnerable, transparent, or safe with you, then that will impact your ability to get to the next level. So as you think about your business, as you think about your vision and your goals and what it is that you desire, make sure everything is lining up and it's in alignment. The Bible says in Galatians 6:9, do not be deceived, for God will not be mocked. A man shall reap what he sows. And when you don't operate in integrity, when you don't do what you said you were going to do, you are going to experience the backlash that accompanies that. This is not a threat. This is a principle that is governed by the word of God. The Bible is basic instructions before leaving earth. And I want you to know that everything that is listed there is a principle that when followed will produce the level of profitability and purposeful action that you desire to bring into your life experience. So I want you to affirm with me this week, even in moments of challenge, I honor my commitments with unwavering integrity and dedication. My word is my bond, and I hold myself accountable to the highest standards of excellence, regardless of circumstance. Through resilience and discipline, I navigate obstacles with grace and ease, knowing that my actions align with my values and propel me towards my goals. Each choice I make, even when difficult, strengthens my character and builds trust with others. I am a beacon of integrity, illuminating the path to success with integrity, authenticity, and unwavering commitment. Here are your journal prompts. Number one, my word is my bond because. Number two, I hold myself to the highest of standards by, and number three, when I show up fully aligned to my values, I use these three journal prompts this week to check in on your integrity and make sure that you're evaluating every opportunity where you've interacted with someone and you've given them your word. Whether that was your verbal word or your written word, make sure that you are honoring the commitments that you make so that what you are reaping is based on what you have sown and what you actually want to come into your life experience. I'll see you guys next time. Take care.
While we are on this quick commercial break, let me take this opportunity to remind you that when it comes to making the move to millions, we've got you covered. I created my proven framework, the Move to Millions Method, to help you simplify, scale, and sustain a company that serves you financially and spiritually. From the book, to the planner, to our live event, and tons of free cheat sheets to help you plan, prepare, and position your company to make millions, we are your full service resource. Learn more now by visiting movetomillions.com.
Thank you for listening to the Move to Millions Minute on the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnell Jervey-Harmon. If you enjoyed this quick episode, do yourself a favor. Subscribe, rate, and review so that you never miss a minute of anything that we have for you on your own Move to Millions. And until we meet again, remember, millions are your birthright, and to access them, you need only move.